Good evening, everyone. It's Thursday, November 26th, and welcome to today's Market Wrap, a post-market podcast from Business Standard. I'm Swati, and here are the top developments of the day. The headlines first. Bulls make a comeback after one-day blip. Sensex surges 432 points. Nifty ends at 12,987. India VIX cools off around 13.5%. Metal stocks shine. Nifty Metal Index surges nearly 4%. ICICI Lombard hits new high, enters the top 50 most valued companies list, and Vedanta Resources under pressure sounds out bondholders on debt extension. Now, the news in detail. Staging a smart recovery, the domestic equity market ended around 1% higher on Thursday, the last day of the futures and options contracts for the November series, amid broad-based buying. The S&P BSE Sensex surged 432 points or 0.98% to settle at 44,260 levels, and the Nifty 50 index gained 129 points or 1% to 12,987. India VIX meanwhile dropped nearly 13.5% to 20 levels. Sectorally, all the indices ended in the green, with Nifty Metal Index rising the most, up 3.85%. Broader market too participated in the rally. The S&P BSE Midcap Index jumped 0.94% to 16,598 points, while the S&P BSE Small Cap Index rose 0.71% to 16,480 levels. Among buzzing stocks, shares of steel companies continued their northward movement, with sector giants such as Tata Steel and JSW Steel hitting their respective 52-week highs. Sugar stocks too rallied in the trade. Shares of Dixon Technologies meanwhile hit a new high on the BSE. The stock gained for the fifth straight day. It ended at ₹11,436. In a separate development, Vedanta Resources has begun sounding out debt holders about the possibility of extending maturities on some of its dollar bonds to reduce refinancing pressures. The mining giant started approaching the investors to discuss possible debt extensions after the company's failed attempt to delist its India unit, Bloomberg reported, quoting sources. Now, let's take a look at the global markets. European shares were mixed on Thursday and world shares held near all-time highs after a strong Asian session in which market euphoria around COVID vaccines, Joe Biden's US presidential election win, and hopes for further stimulus outweighed worsening US data. In Asia, China's main stock indexes ended higher, rebounding from 2 days of losses, as gains in financial and consumer shares offset drops in healthcare, tech, and new energy vehicle firms. Oil prices rose for a fifth day after a surprise fall in US crude inventories gave further legs to a rally driven by optimism that vaccines will end the coronavirus pandemic and revive demand for fuels. That's all we have in today's Market Wrap. For all the latest news and views on the business economy and markets, do log on to businessstandard.com.